Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Monday, December 4th, and we are going to have what will be mainly a dry work week. Now, for Monday, we are going to look at the storm system from the weekend, deepening to our north, and we are going to have an upper trough also developing to our north. But we are going to see high pressure start to build in from the south. That is going to, though, trap a lot of low-level moisture, unfortunately, over the area Monday. We'll see cooler air really overspread the eastern U.S. Tuesday and Wednesday as the jet stream dips further south and establishes a northwest flow. We'll watch a coastal storm develop well south and east of the region. The trough is fairly far to the east, but we could see some moisture get drawn up toward eastern Long Island as another feature in the northern stream pivots through. And then we'll see the flow go more zonal by Thursday and Friday ahead of the next storm system, and temperatures will moderate. So for today, Monday, going to be mostly cloudy. Temperatures will be near or a couple of degrees above average. Highs will be in the low 50s. We'll fall back into the upper 30s. Tuesday, we'll see increasing cloud cover again, and it'll be a cooler day. Highs will be in the mid-40s, and lows will be in the mid-30s. Now, Wednesday, it's mostly cloudy, and we've got about a 30% chance of rain and snow showers, especially for Suffolk. Not expecting any accumulation with highs in the low 40s and spotty coverage. We'll fall back into the upper 20s Wednesday night, so perhaps there could be a little bit of black ice. And Thursday we'll have variably cloudy skies. Highs again will be in the low 40s. Lows will be in the mid-30s. We'll end the week for Friday with mostly sunny conditions, and we'll see highs jump up into the upper 40s. We'll have lows in the low 40s Friday night. And then over the weekend, we're looking at a storm system that looks like it's going to impact the area mainly Sunday. I think Saturday is going to be all right. But we're going to have probably a strong area of low pressure moving up into the Ohio Valley. And this means the potential for a windswept rain. Some of the other models do show that playing out a little bit differently. So we'll have several days to fine-tune that. And I want to get also to our outlook for the rest of the winter, because we have made some tweaks as it's become more clear with regards to a couple things, especially the El Nino. Now, we are in meteorological winter that began December 1st, so we do have a little bit of updated information with that strong El Nino, which climatologically results in warmer winters and less snow in the Northeast, though sea surface temperatures over the eastern Pacific near the Galapagos are very warm. But the strong El Nino may not be as impactful as it might usually be. There's also a pool of cooler water between Hawaii and the Baja Peninsula. Those are remnants of that La Nina that's gone on for the past three seasons. So that may help to offset the effects of the warmer water further south. There's also an area of even warmer water over the western Pacific that could also offset the effects of the warmer water in more eastern areas. Now, as you recall, the warmer the water is, the more it evaporates. So there's a lot of evaporation occurring within that large blob of water over the western Pacific. and that results in rising air and more precipitation and storm development. And that air has to go somewhere. So it then travels east and sinks. So that offsets the rising air over the warm waters of the East Pack. So these two features should inhibit the impacts of the strong El Nino. So we'll probably feel the impacts here of what will be more along the lines of a weak to moderate El Nino, which is less hostile to cold and snow. And we're going to take a look at the Madden-Julian oscillation. We don't discuss this too much. It's an eastward progression of clouds, rain, and winds, and pressure that traverses the planet around the tropics every 2 to 3 months. It's not that unlike the intertropical convergence zone that we might discuss in hurricane season. It's this mass of inclement tropical weather. So like El Nino, it's another tropical anomaly that affects our winter. And it has 8 phases, each phase depending on its position in the tropics. And studies have shown that phases 7, 8, and 1 are associated with colder anomalies and more snow for coastal New England. Just a couple of cases for the winter of 2014-2015. Boston got 108.6 inches of snow, the most ever recorded in the city during a winter season. And a majority of that snow fell during that time when the MJO was in 7 and 8. And some of the MJO forecasts look like we'll get phases 1, 7, and 8 this season. So that bodes well for more cold and snow. So we'll be watching to see this loop back into phase 7 by mid-December. Also, we have the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, or the PDO. And that's negative, and it looks like it's going to remain so through the winter. And climatologically, it's associated with warmer temperatures in the eastern U.S. and colder temperatures in the west. So the PDO takes longer to fluctuate. It has been negative since 2018. That could explain why the last several winters have seemed warmer with less snow, especially last winter. Now, looking at the climate models, that in particular the European climate model, it's been consistently indicating colder temperatures over the eastern U.S. this winter, or at least colder than what we might see generally with that strong El Nino phase. And the Canadian climate model, though, suggests more seasonable temperatures and drier conditions this winter. So, looking at it all, not making any radical changes to the winter forecast here, which is looking snowier and colder, certainly than a typical strong El Nino winter. I think we're going to experience seasonable temperatures, so some cold and some warm days, but not much more of one than the other. Still looking for 30 to 40 inches of snow for the 5 boroughs and Nassau, and a little less for Suffolk. Likely falling over the course of 2 or 3 big storms and a few minor events in between. So that's the way we see it here. We will be monitoring it over the next several months to see how it plays out. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC in Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.